talking with an outsider is always a good thing, said Sarah. Inside a family, one is apt to get too intense. Then she asked casually, If you are unhappy, haven't you ever thought of leaving home? Carol looked startled. Oh, no. How could we? I mean, Mother would never allow it. But she couldn't stop you, said Sarah gently. You're over age. I'm 23. Exactly. But still, I don't see how. I mean, I wouldn't know where to go and what to do. Her tone seemed bewildered. You see, she said, we haven't got any money. Haven't you any friends you could go to? Friends? Carol shook her head. Oh, no. We don't know anyone. Did none of you ever think of leaving home? No. I don't think so. Oh, we couldn't. Sarah changed the subject. She found the girl's bewilderment pitiful. She said, Are you fond of your stepmother? Slowly Carol shook her head. She whispered in a low, scared voice, I hate her. So does Ray. We've often wished she would die. Again, Sarah changed the subject. Tell me about your elder brother. Lennox? I don't know what's the matter with Lennox. He hardly ever speaks now. He goes about in a kind of daydream. Nadine's terribly worried about him. You are fond of your sister-in-law? Yes. Nadine is different. She's always kind, but she's very unhappy. About your brother? Yes. Have they been married long? 4 years. And they've always lived at home? Yes. Sarah asked, Does your sister-in-law like that? No. There was a pause. Then Carol said, There was an awful fuss just over 4 years ago. You see, as I told you, none of us ever go outside the house at home. I mean, we go into the grounds, but nowhere else. But Lennox did. He got out at night. He went under Fountain Springs. There was a sort of dance going on. Mother was frightfully angry when she found out. It was terrible. And then after that, she asked Nadine to come and stay.